This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Let's walk around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's receive with Jesus' welcome His Excellency, Ambassador Prophet Hubert Angel. Give the Lord a hand for him. Let's receive him. Clap your hands.
Glory be to God. It's one thing for a man of God who honors God to honor you. But it's another thing for a man who is honored by God to honor you. Apostle is honored by God. You may say, what's the difference? There are men that only praise God. But there is no praise from God that goes towards them from God. When God says, I have an apostle in a city, I have an apostle in a country, it's a different thing. When He then says, I have an apostle to the nations, that's a very, very, very peculiar anointing. Your clapping is infected by swine flu. Try another one. I did not practice what to say. I came here to say what I mean. There are so many people that have been helped by Apostle Johnson Suleiman. A lot of them. Many men of God. He's an apostle who defends men of God. And that in turn means he defends God. While his men of God are attacking other men of God, he is busy defending those who are actually marginalized, those who are being attacked. But one thing I have actually seen is they return is good for evil. But I'm here to return good for good. Ministry is a hard hit area. I pity young kids that say, I want to be in ministry. Brilliant. We love you. Let's join. Because the work is great. But if you come into ministry or go into ministry for the pomp and the grandeur, you will soon be in a prayer line praying for your headache and heartache. Ministry is difficult. Ministry is painful. Ministry is a lonely anointing. So for you to find a man of God who just says, I am going to support men of God. And who is that calling? With apostle, it's no longer a choice. It is a calling, something you feel pushed to do. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that there are so many men of God here. Pastors, apostles, and prophets who are coming from other areas. If you are here, just raise your hand and wave your hand like that. Because they know what house it is and whose house it is. When the whole nation
began to attack me. I had nobody to defend me. And most of you think I had spoken to Apostle to say, please, can you defend me? We had not even started talking. And not only did he defend me, he released the word of God to the people, to the world, what God had told him, without reservation. Now, as if that was not enough, I'm sitting in my office and I hear that there is somebody sent by Apostle. I said, I've never spoken to Apostle. I just heard it. He spoke well of me based on what God had told him. I came out and there was a Mercedes Benz he had sent as a gift. And I would like to say I'm here to love on him, but I'm not giving him a Mercedes Benz. I want everyone who is watching right now around the world and those who are here to take 5 minutes. Let's just pray for the life of the apostle, for longevity, increase of years, for him never to lack anything in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray wherever you are. This is a very, very important time right here. You can do better than that. Let's do it. Four minutes left. Two minutes to go. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Give a clap of praise for everyone here who has managed to honor God. And as they say, they always say, behind every successful black man, there is a woman. But a woman was not taken from the backbone. She was taken from the side of the man. So beside, on the side of every man who is used by God, there is a great woman. Let's honor God for the woman of God. We can do better than that. If we may, just take a moment to get somebody next to you and to begin to prophesy to their life for the next 2 minutes. And I don't have a lot of time to maybe preach, but I will move around. I don't know, Apostle, the way your people are happy that I'm not preaching. And the way you preach, but these people are like, yeah, let's move around. I'm happy to be in Nigeria. And I'm specifically happy to be in Awuchi. And to have this privilege by God to be in this house is a privilege. Thank you. Thank you so much. So wherever you are, find a partner. Begin to decree over their lives. Just decree over their lives. Marapo kosefa hatakum kretekiza. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Someone under the influence of our voice, increase is coming to you now. By reason of this anniversary, yes, you are starting your own years where you will count your own anniversary of prosperity.
Amen.
The Bible says this. In the days of Samuel, the scrolls were there. The priests were there. But the Bible says because there was no prophet, the word of God was rare. When you fail to find a prophetic voice, the word is rare. Prophets, apostles who are prophets like him, they are very rare. The problem that has happened, apostle, is so many people call themselves prophets now. It's now embarrassing to even call one yourself a prophet. Because of the games that are being done in the prophetic office. Now hear this. But that doesn't negate the fact that they are still prophets. Prophets. Turn to your neighbor and say, prophets. Too dangerous to mock. Too dangerous to mock. Too
futile if you ignore. Too dangerous to mock. Even little kids are not spared. They laughed at a hairstyle of a prophet. Two bears came out and ate all of them. Little babies, 42. Prophets are territorial commanders. When you meet a prophet, you have met your season. It's a change of a season. And if you have a prophet every time preaching from behind the pulpit, every day is a change of a season. Now, if you have a prophet who is an apostle as your father, you don't need to be in church that day. It might be Tuesday, it might be Thursday, there might not be a service. But the fact that his blood spiritually runs to you, you have a change of a season. You can just wake up and change a season on your own. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that changes of seasons are already here. I don't care where you are in this auditorium. Even if you are here, I'll call you. Even if you are there, even if you are at the end there, wherever you are. And miracle money will rain here. Someone said, I don't believe in miracle money. Miracle money believes in your wallet. It believes in your bank account. The Bible says, what if some will not believe? Will they make the faith of God of none effect? And the Bible says, God forbid. That's why I believe the Bible was written by Nigerians. He said, God forbid. But before I minister, I want to honor my man of God, Pastor Chris Oyagilome. Who is very well aware that I'm in this place. The Bible says something very, very profound. It says the creation itself waits for the manifestation, not of fathers. Only sons manifest. I'm talking to somebody now. I said only sons manifest. David would play the harp in the house of Saul, and Saul never asked the name of the father until David manifested and killed Goliath. He said, whose father? Who is the father of this boy? If they have not asked who your father is, you have not honored apostle enough. Your manifestation will be seen this season. In your house, in your finances, in everything, your manifestation will be seen this season. Someone under the influence of my voice, change is about to come. Amen. Prosperity is about to come.
Amen.
Excellence is about to come.
Amen.
Deliverance is about to come.
Amen.
What you need to do this conference is to just force yourself into a corner and ask a very hard thing. It depends with what is in front of you. What kind of man of God is in front of you? What kind of apostle is in the house? What kind of prophet is in the house? I was in South Africa, and I speak to apostle a lot, and I was in South Africa, and I'm about to prophesy to one woman. And God said, give them a house. I pointed at them. I said, God is about to give you a house. And God said, mention any location you want. So I mentioned Soweto. The moment I said Soweto, God said, shut up.
You have no capacity to give any person a house in a low location like that.
They didn't hear you. I knew they missed it.
He said you cannot give them there. You are anointed for higher things. So right now, while I am here with Apostle here, ask for a hard thing.
Begin to change addresses as I speak now. Begin to change addresses as I speak now. Around the world, begin to change addresses as I speak now.
Jesus.
You may as well take your seats, but don't sit on your mouth. Glory be to God. And I believe the worship team is ready for anything. No, I didn't hear you. I've had the opportunity of being close to Apostle for years. And in my knowledge of the man, I've seen a man who is interested in the word. In fact, who is obsessed by the word. Sometimes I call and says, I'm in Texas. I'm in DC. Then I'm flying to Independence Square. I'm doing this and I'm thinking, what causes other people to have the fire and other people to die with no fire at all? And if you are a minister of the gospel, hear me well. What we lack in the church now is the fire of God. So you can be in a location and the pastor is standing there and demons are not manifesting. Not because there are no demons in the church, but they are not threatened by anything from the men of God. Let me say it this way, and I never say it this way because I'm in the Restoration Apostles' house. But let me say it this way. Do you realize when Pope John Paul died, it took them 2 years to look for 2 miracles he performed so they could make him an apostle, a saint? Let me try this side because this side is lost. We are in a house where ushers are performing miracles. This one is not good. Let me try this. Do you understand that the Roman Catholic Church waited to investigate 2 miracles? To make a man a saint. You are playing with miracles on a daily basis. Some of the miracles you are no longer clapping for. I speak to somebody under the influence of my voice. You are going to change where you are going after this conference. I speak as a prophet of God. There is a move that is coming all over the world. And a move that even started from here. Let me tell you the danger of it, so that you can understand it. There is a point where God begins to fight you. It goes again, it's a lot of my theology if you hear me well, but you have to hear me well. There are points where God begins to fight the person whom he wants to send. The person who he wants to send, why? Hear this. Jacob was for 10 years, 20 years, 7 years to start with, working to marry a woman. In one night he realized he had the wrong woman. Worked for 13 more years to find the right woman. 20 years, the destiny of Israel was locked in a man who was just trying to get married. I know I'm in the wrong place. These people, I don't trust them. I'm not trusting these ones. Now just imagine, God is looking at a man and he says, the destiny of my people and the destiny of the whole world, the coming of Christ is locked in a man who is looking for somebody to marry. So all the power of Israel was in the loins, in the west of Jacob. 20 years. God said, I'm slowing my progress by 20 years. I want to bring Christ. But this fool here is working for a woman for 20 years. So when he leaves Laban's house, what begins to happen is God begins to fight him. He wrestled with him. And God said, I have to fight you because you took 20 years of my time. And if I let you remain with these loins, you have a problem with me. You take more 20 more years and it will be 40 years. So God said, the only thing I can do is to touch the west. Now you missed that. Some of the problems you are going through is because God, you have delayed God in the processes he wants to take with you. But this whole anniversary is for us to restore the years the conqueror have eaten. Sit down. Do you understand? Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Do you understand you can be the curse breaker in your family? Where are the men of prayer? Every territory that is taken is because men have failed to pray. You think an organization like this comes on the backdrop of just standing there and TV shines? It is on the backdrop of prayer. You say, I blame myself so many times because it is the Lamborghinis, the Bentleys you have seen us drive, that made little people that were supposed to be something else, young people that were supposed to be something else, to seek the need to become prophets. So they went into the ministry for the wrong thing. Because we didn't show them the actual thing we do behind the Bentley, behind the Maserati, behind the Lamborghini, behind the Ferrari. All they think is go on stage, let the camera shine. We don't become international prophets, prophets to nations, apostles to nations, because of the pomp and grandeur. No, sir. No, ma'am. It is because of prayer. How can the Queen of England speak of Knox? You remember John Knox? She said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than the armies of Europe combined. What kind of prayer are you praying? There are degrees to this. I call Apostle. Anytime we are in some, I said, Apostle, he says, I'm going into my quiet time. Go into your quiet time. We are in a quiet time for hours. You think we're sitting watching TV? Listen to me. This man here cannot see the things you can't see. No, 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 no. You're hearing wrongly. This man you are sitting next to can't hear words from another world if he hears the music you hear.
He cannot see visions from another world. If he watches the same television you watch. Now you are not getting me. Our eyes are protected for something. Don't let the suit fool you, sir. It's only for aesthetics so that the video can come out well. Watch me in prayer. One time my son came to me and said, can you teach me how to pray? I said, don't, I will not teach you. Come at 8 and watch me pray. We were in there going like this. 4 hours. 5 hours until the little boy started looking at me like, what's happening? He slept. When he slept, the angel of the Lord arrived. When the angel of the Lord arrived, I acted like Branham. I took a pillow and put it on his face. I said, son, wake up. The angel that speaks to dead every time is here. When I remove this pillow, you shall see. I remove the pillow. Boom, there is all. Now you see him on TV watching what he's watching. You see on TV doing what he's doing. He's doing it on the backdrop of an experience. Prayer gives birth to encounters. And encounters will give birth to manifestation. What manifestation have you enjoyed lately? Do you know how many tickets, how much tickets are these days? And this man is on from another week in this location, another week in this location, another week in this location. Someone said to me, prophet, you know this, you young prophets like you. I said, young prophets, is there another one who is bigger? Young prophets, do you know my age? 4 kids, you're still saying young prophet. So young prophets like you, you know, you are stealing money from churches. I said, number one, I can't steal money from a church I started. Who will I be stealing from? Number two, there is not even money left for me to steal. See, people get it confused. They think, you see, when you are standing like this, when we say offering time, people think 1% from there will run and give 1 million. Especially the ones sitting in front. They are the ones who give 10 naira.
I'm very sorry.
While is you are at the break, they're calculating their money is going to be, I think it's 1 million now. I think 2 million. No. Ministry is about prayer. Remember Ananias. The men prayed until the whole heavens were saturated by his lightning. Paul, listen, the Bible says a certain disciple. He didn't call him apostle. No. He didn't call him human angel. No. He didn't call him prophet. No, sir. No, ma'am. He said a certain disciple. One guy in the church. Okoro in the church. One guy. Look at this. He said one thing. Are you hearing? Are you hearing? A certain disciple called Ananias prayed until the heavens were saturated. That Paul, who was killing everyone, decided to go towards the city. The Bible says when he was on his city, the lightning of one disciple struck him. Imagine when you start concentrating things to the point that your prayers will begin lightning around the world. Now you know what country you are in. I was in my raw area. Trust me, you better enjoy as a raw area. Deep in the rural areas, I got in there in a shop. This man, who is a voodoo man, came. So he stood there in the shop. I was greeting this woman, and I'm popular. People already running around. I said, no. I got my protocol to be outside. As I'm talking to this old woman, who was just so sweet when I was growing up. So I'm there blessing her, and a man came. He said, I know you. I remembered him.
We were at the same school together. But now he had veered off. And he had gone into fetish. This and voodoo and stuff like that. And people feared him. He stood in front of me. He said, I hear you have power now. But my power is bigger than yours. If you understand anything about you, but angel, you would have made the biggest mistake because I like a challenge. The man stood there. I said, let's go out. We went outside. Now, if you understand Africa, when two people face each other, you have a lot of people trying to see. He starts saying some chanting, whatever he wanted to say, so that this power can come. I was just there under my breath, under the, just, Jesus. I said it only 3 times. Under, just, the men turned around. Listen to me. This is, we are talking about 7 years ago. No, in fact, 10 years ago. The men turned around and ran. Now, that's not where the miracle is. To this day, they don't know where he is. Never again, never again. One day he turned and went. I don't know where he went to. The family doesn't know. Okay, Apostle, we have done miracle weight loss where people are 120 kgs and they lose 60 kgs on the spot, and we are going to do it here. 60 kgs on the spot. Now, there are some human beings that weigh 60 kgs. Now, if 60 kgs can get lost on a person, a whole human being can disappear. You didn't? I need to come here because they're not getting me. The Bible tells us that Daniel worked with sorcerers, magicians. And the Bible says he went to school with them and he was 10 times better than the magicians and the witches. You are 10 times better. You are 100 times better. Marika Dalash Katayipaya. Listen to me. How on earth can we have a church that doesn't understand? When I say a church, I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. That doesn't understand the power of prayer. There are things I can't tell you. I will let Apostle talk himself about his own prayer life. Because there are things, see, Apostle, people think we tell them everything. We tell you the level where you can accept. No, you're not getting me at all. We can only tell you the level you should accept. Because if we tell you, imagine God had to go to Ananias to beg him to pray. Ananias said to God, wait a minute, do you know the Paul you are talking about? This is the guy who is killing everyone. Ananias had the keys to release God to heal Paul. And God, let me tell you this, God couldn't heal Paul. No. I didn't say didn't. He had already given the power to Ananias. I said, Ananias, you are the one over this city. The Bishop of Damascus. Imagine in your family, if you become that entity. Someone here. Imagine if you become that entity. That in your whole family, you are the only one that say, as for this town, is under my care. I see somebody here being a territorial commander, a
a commander for a location.
Amen.
A commander for a purpose.
Amen.
A commander for a town.
Amen.
A champion for this nation.
Amen.
For another nation. Hear this now. Hear this. Are you here? Sit down. Don't sit on your mouth. Because the Bible says the circumference of your mouth determines what God is going to put in there. You might say, where is the scripture? The Bible says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. By the end of this gathering, some of you would have seen angels. And by the end of this conference on the 5th, if you are listening and your heart is pure on wanting to hear, your eyes will open into the realms of the spirit. Sit down. Do you realize that there is nothing new under the sun? What is the problem that is clouding people today? If we come to Nigeria, let me give you statistics, because today is just me appreciating the apostle and appreciating you. Listen, if we come here to Africa, do you understand we will not count 20 men that can go to America like he does and fill up a stadium, fill up a conference facility? No, it's not happening. We have had Americans, the biggest American preacher went to Zimbabwe, couldn't fill the stadium. He had 900 people in a 65,000 seater. Yeah, that one. Africans are tired of being told, your miracle is around the corner, it's around the corner. Show me the corner, I want to go to the corner. We are tired of motivational speakers. We are tired of people that just say something. Have you noticed that the people who are motivational speakers on the pulpit are the ones who don't get fought? They are the holy ones. But here is what the book of Proverbs says. It says, the strength of cattle, or rather oxen, is also in the cow dung. I just paraphrased it. It says, if you want the strength of cows, or rather cattle, you have to make ado with the dung they produce. But if you don't want the dirt, you won't get the cattle. In other words, the men and the women of God that are being used on in this day and age, you will find something people are saying about them. So if you ever want to know who is being used, follow the dirt. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me at all. What do you think makes men of God? Sit down. Sister, you understand that the unction of a man called Benhin came from a woman called Kathleen Kuhlman. Yet the women were busy doing makeup. And Kathleen Kuhlman gave it to a man. By the end of this conference, women shall be on fire. Sit down. I'm about to finish. It's an introduction. My hunger is for men to rise. Women to rise. Dangerous women to rise. What is the difference between Islam and Christianity? Nothing if there is no power. Power. Fire is the differentiator. Fire is the differentiator. Fire. Holy Ghost and fire.
Fire burns. Fire cooks. Fire is hot. Fire penetrates. Fire jumps. Fire flies. Fire moves. Fire can be invisible. Fire is hot. Fire scorches. Fire is dangerous. Science says it this way, that matter is anything with weight and occupies space. Fire opposes the laws of science. It doesn't care you are rich, poor, broke, slim, fat. It doesn't care. Fire will burn. That is, when there is something wrong in your family, the answer is fire. So we have people that have received the Holy Ghost. They speak in tongues. They quote scriptures, but they have no fire. Cold. Do you realize the Bible says something about the devil? It says, I will consume you, the devil, in the book of Ezekiel. It says, I'll consume you and I will cause the fire from the midst of you to burn you. That means demons are made of fire. No, you didn't hear me. Let me prove to you. He has made his ministers. It can talk, it can be saying this regarding men of God, women of God. But when it was called in the Old Testament, it's talking about spirits, angels. He made them winds, and he made those angels, he sent fire. That means they were made of wind and fire. So demons never respond until they see fire. Merakus kebala. Sheparas. You are a man of prayer. This one. You are a man of prayer. There is something about you. Are you a minister from outside?
Yes, from outside, prophet.
From outside. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. Just sit there.
Prophesy. Major prophet.
Sit down. So the issue is, when we do like this, memory is the greatest weapon of a prophet. A prophet with no memory is dead. Because God speaks only once, but you should hear him twice. So right now he has downloaded information about you. And I say I need to preach. All this time God is not going to remind me about you. I have to keep it in my mind. Is this where people don't get it? They think every time we go back, that's why if apostle is prophesying here and then prophesying there, you think, God is still reminding him. No. It's now what he is. That's why prophets have to be intelligent. You can't be a fool and become prophetic. Sit down. Sit down, brother. Sit down. I'm coming for you. Don't worry. I am. Trust me. And for those who are here, listen, sit down. Sit down. Naturally, I have 2 degrees from University of Salford in the United Kingdom in finance. I have a postgraduate from University of Bolton in Britain. I have a master's in entrepreneurship from the University of Edinburgh. So just this few that I've told you, I'm better than you on education. So shut up. Now let's go to the prophetic. Because I see you sitting there going like, yeah, I'm more learned. No, say no. Time will not allow us to go deeper into our educational accolades. Hear this. Do you possess fire? Have you ever seen fire? Where everyone in your family knows where you are. There is a certain level that people can't deny what you have. I've seen people with no body parts gaining body parts when the men prayed for them.
But you know, when a miracle begins to happen several times a month, guess what you begin to do? You generalize it. It becomes common. But imagine if anybody would argue with you and you show them fire. Woo! I feel something. Imagine. I want you to understand something. What is it that will give you the keys to the thing you need this conference? Because it's one thing for me to come here and give you a nice preaching. It's another to equip you when you live here. You produce results just like the apostle, just like the prophet. We were sitting down with the apostle and said, this conference, we don't want it to be like anything that it has ever been experienced. Not entertaining, no sir, no ma'am. We want you to live here knowing fully well by experience that you have something in you. Sir, do you realize who you are? Ma'am, do you realize who you are? Do you know if we want to look at that thing written, the Holy Ghost and fire, apostle can tell you who designed that. Even if five of his boys would bring the art to him, he can say, the way this is done is this brother. Do you know why? Because there is a style. If you want to see all these artists, from Renaissance artists, you can tell this one. This one is dangerous, it's different. This one is this one. The Mona Lisa was done by this one. This one was done by this one. Why? Because artists have a certain signature, not signature like this, have a certain way by which they do it. If you look at the painting of the brush, you can tell the strokes that they are different by an artist. Do you know you? You were created by a certain artist. Hear this. That the Bible tells us that he is incredible. But he is also something that when you look at it, you will fear. There is something that when you look at God, I'm talking about. Okay. How can I? Give me my, so that I can show you something. Listen to this. In the book of Isaiah, it tells us this way, so that I don't waste your time. Are you here? Are you here? Where you are now, right now, is your sin there. You don't know who you are, you. You don't know really what you carry, who you are. Karasika doshke. There is a certain power you possess. Do you know the Bible tells us that Jesus was ugly? Oh, okay. Is it possible that we can put it up there? Thank you. You know, apostle, everything. Apostle, do you have anything you don't have? Are you getting this? Lara Tosi Kabalai. In a few minutes, you will see. Isaiah 53, verse number 1. Isaiah 53, verse number 1. Are you getting this? Are you in there? The Bible is so dangerous. It can tell you everything you want to know. La reka zuvarai. Reku katabrote venongai kakundes. Imbravila kaisovalis. Verkaronde yapala kainske venoadala. Who has believed our report? If you see a prophet saying this, or an apostle saying this, who has believed our report? It means you are about to refuse what he's about to say. And he knows you will argue. Am I with you? Thank you so much. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Verse number 2. For he shall grow up. This is Jesus. He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or handsomeness, comeliness. And when we shall see him, Isaiah is now prophesying the coming of the Lord. He says, when we shall see him, there is no beauty. That's why the Jews were having a problem saying he was the Messiah. They said, you ugly like this. I can see. White people lied to you. They showed you a Jesus with blue eyes, long hair, like a model. The Bible says he took the spirit for you to receive. He was the Son of God. His flesh, there was nothing about him that will make you think he's handsome. Why? Because the outward appearance doesn't matter to God. It is the beauty of your spirit. And the God we serve, my brother, the God we serve does not equate beauty you have and beauty that the world has given us as with the beauty that he has. He doesn't say, oh yeah, you are beautiful. No, sir. Do you know why? Go to heaven. Look at the throne. Creatures with the eyes all the sides. It's like a Spielberg movie. You don't understand how ugly these things are. Why do you think angels appear and say, do not be afraid? Because they know for a fact you will run if you see them. Jesus was not beautiful. Not in the flesh. God required the spirit. Oh, okay. Now I know you don't like this. Do you know his diet was even put in the Bible? Isaiah 7 verse number 13. What do you eat? And he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary man? But we'll marry them. God also. Let's go. Quickly because of time. Therefore the Lord himself shall what? Shall give you a sign. Mm-hmm. Behold, a virgin shall give birth. We know he's talking about Jesus, right? And bear a son. And shall call his name Emmanuel. What will he eat? Butter and honey shall he eat. Do you notice? Wait. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse evil. Some of the evil you are experiencing is your diet.
Prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. Success in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, prosperity is yours. Prosperity is yours. Increase is yours.
Now imagine, sit down. Imagine, he says he should eat brilliant stuff so he may know how to differentiate good from evil. Sit down. Isn't it a wonder how Christians refuse good? We believe in hell. We don't believe in prosperity. Why would you believe the painful part of the Bible? Do you know we should not even be reading the painful part of the Bible? Because we're not going there. But this is the thing that you have believed the most. We read it so that we can warn the world. Hear this now. So what I'm saying is this. Come, I just want to give you as an example. Then I will prophesy to you later.
Amen.
So stand up. So while is he standing like this? He thinks this is what he looks like in the spirit. But what God has done is to put flesh on a thing he took from heaven. Okay, now you don't get this. The book of Jeremiah says it this way. While I was in my mother's womb. You what? The word new there is the word. Do you know what it means? Are you getting this? It is the word yada. It means to have a physical experience with you. No, they didn't get it. In other words, God is literally saying, I knew Jeremiah as a person like this, grown up like this, before he came into the womb. No. I know they didn't get it. So you think Apostle was anointed when you began to know him? turn to someone next to you and say, thank God you are not my God. Let me tell you something. That means your body, who, the real you, was created before you were put in your mother's womb. So your sanctification or your choosing was done before anybody ever saw you. So nobody can stop it now in this earth. Nobody can stop your choosing. Nobody can stop you from being God's choice. Do you know why they hate you? They hate you because you were anointed without their permission. People don't know what to do with apostle. They have no idea. Sit down. Let me tell you something. Are you getting this? Sit down. That body of that man you see is not the actual person. The actual person is inside. If we are to remove the body, we will be so shocked by the artist's artistry inside him. All of you will run away if you see what he looks like. There is something called his spirit there. That the beauty of that thing only appeals to heaven. If you see it, a man was trying to attack apostle. You don't know some of these stories, forgive me, I just say them. A man was trying to attack apostle. So there are things that I will not tell you, there are things I can just tell you by my choice. Alright? A man was trying to attack apostle. Do you know his testimony? I was moving around prophesying, and this man said, pray for me. I was trying to attack him. I went to the church. Said, when I sat down, the thing I saw light, a light being come out of the man. Now notice here. You're not hearing me. Imagine you are seeing the man. Suddenly the man is not there. Now you are confronted by only a thing that looks like light. He said, I left. Now just imagine. The eyes of the men were opened for him to see the actual form of a Christian. We are light. Maybe you might not understand this. The Bible says, and Moses, I Moses, went deep down searching for God. He said, I went into light and went into light until I reached the deep darkness where God dwells. How is God living in darkness? Samuel said, I saw the Lord, and he arrived with a trench coat of black rain. Says, and around him were rooms full of darkness. God of heaven. Is it revelation differs? There is a revelation where you know darkness in some form. This is why I don't like these young prophets that are coming up. I love them, but I don't like the zeal sometimes can go beyond the knowledge of Christ. Where they are teaching how to interpret dreams. And one person said, if you see a snake, you have seen the devil. Wait. Was the snake not created by God? What did Moses raise in the wilderness? And what did he call it? The Lord. So you can't be just black and white like that. Now when you see Samuel said, I went deep and I saw black rain. How are you going to move with that? Rapakuskeya. I'm hearing something. Do we have any? There was a song I listened to. I think it was in the morning. But it was in a Nigerian kind of. But it was a good beat. Any Nigerian song you can, because we're in Africa. If we're in America, we do English. Let's quickly sing any song that you, of your choosing. Yeah, that one. Marakianos. I want to, can I move around, Apostle? Yes. So some of you, I'll just tell you where you are and leave you there. I'll not announce anything so that I cover ground. Then tomorrow I will do the mic one so that I show off. Anyway. Ah, your clapping has encouraged me not to do anything.
Lord, you reign.
Let's all stand up and get in.
Forever your design. Agama shuruki mama. Everybody say, mama. You lifted me. Everybody, you gave me a song. Hey, Agama shuruki mama.
Jesus,
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 Jesus, That is what you've done.
Every good thing, that is who you are.
You light up my world. You light up my world. You light up my world, Jesus.
Jesus. Glory be to God. We still have a lot of time. I'm coming for you, okay? Relax, I'm coming. then relax. Come, sir. Come here. In the realm of the spirit. If I'm prophesying to him, I'm prophesying to you. I saw in the realm of the spirit like a torch was lit. And the Lord said to me, I'm about to do something great with you.
Amen.
But there is a move of the spirit.
Amen.
Some of the things I don't want to you to say them out loud. But I saw as if, can I prophesy?
Prophesy.
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 I saw in the realm of the spirit, like you were holding a torch. But as you were holding a torch, I saw apostle move. And in this thing that began to happen, it was as if you did not visit apostle. Apostle came to you in a vision.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, prophet.
Here it is.
Yes, prophet. Yes, it's true.
Ah.
100% true.
Because people think we just visit. Listen to me. There is a place called Zion. You think it's a dream when it's a meeting in the realm of the spirit. I saw the Lord use you, even your hands.
Amen.
With healing.
Amen.
I saw healing. But when apostle came to you,
yes,
he
sir.
Commented on the healing and deliverance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, prophet.
It was as though he was coming to acknowledge what you were doing. He said, you have helped so many people.
Yes, sir.
And I just came to bless you.
Yes, prophet.
And you were so happy apostle was there. But, as I'm talking to you now,
amen.
By being in this place, your unction has been moved to another level.
Amen!
The realm has been changed.
Amen.
Hold this. So in the realm of the spirit, I saw this man here. But I traveled by the spirit from here. And I went to a location. And I saw it written there. It was written as if this was America.
Yes, sir.
And I saw a person like the name Victor.
Yes, sir.
Victor, who is Victor?
Victor. Victor.
Victor, who is Victor?
Yes, sir.
Who is that? Who is he? Where is he?
In America.
On this photo's where is he? This one. Kerakatabe. And as I saw Victor, there had been problems with Victor. Nothing to write home about right
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
In
yes,
the realm
prophet.
Of the spirit, there's
yes,
nothing, absolutely
yes,
nothing to
yes,
write
prophet.
About.
Yes, prophet.
It's like everything is gone.
Yes, prophet.
In his life.
Yes, prophet. Yes,
but he's getting the wrong thing. And you should stop telling him the wrong thing. Let me tell you. The problem is not the house he built. The problem is not the house he built.
Yes, prophet.
Because he is so convinced that the house he built is connected to his failure now.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
60 million. How much was it?
60 million.
60 million.
Yes, sir.
Mareka Baya.
Prophesy, Major.
Professor.
Because this is 60 million a man used to build a grandmother's house. It is not the problem.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you.
It is not the problem.
Prophesy, Papa.
What I saw in the realm of the spirit was a door was open to him. But like I ministered there, he is a man with a calling. He neglected his own calling. No, you're not hearing me.
I'm hearing you, prophet.
He neglected
prophesy,
his own
Papa.
Calling.
Prophesy, Papa.
So now everything looks like it's not happening because of the house. Because after he built that house, what happened? Hear this. What happened?
Everything ceased to work. Business closed. He lost almost $5 million.
Now just imagine, after a man builds that, what happens is everything is gone. So he thinks it's the building he did for his grandmother. But I speak by the authority of the Spirit. You shall be used by God to deliver him.
Amen! Amen!
Ah! I didn't understand. I'm moving here. I've never been to this place all my life. I flew from here by the Spirit. I went to Yaounde. From Yaounde, I went to Douala.
Douala.
It's Douala. What is that?
Douala is the economic capital of Cameroon.
Where do you stay?
In Douala.
Ah. I have not seen this man in my life. This is my first time talking to him. And here it is, Douala.
Yes.
Rabako Sayama. Eskadungla Ashkatayuno.
Breta
Zabai. Come. You stand there. Don't talk to nobody. Stand there. I'm coming back. Leshuyanai. Zeratakurie. Young man, come here. Aye, you. You. Hey, this. Please, if I call you, because there are so many people who want prophecy. If I call you, run. Ah! There is a David here. A David. Like a David here. You come here. You come here. You are not David. But your former friend was David.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Professor! Yes, sir. That's true, sir. That's true, sir.
You. Don't worry. Don't worry about your situation. You came here for impartation. Yes, sir. The Lord is ministering to me. That impartation will flow. Yeah. In fact, you are a man of God. You are a young pastor.
Yes, sir.
You are trying to start things, but they're not working.
Yes, sir.
Things have failed for you.
Yes, sir.
You begin to doubt that you are called. Yes,
sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, how many of you here know my children? The names of my children. How many know? How many know the names of my children? Like I'm talking to...
We know them.
Number one, yes, is called who?
Hubert.
Uh-huh, number two?
Levi.
Number three?
Seth.
Number four?
Jude.
Ah! You went to number four and number three. That's my name. What's your name?
Jude.
Aye.
Prophesy. Just as the prophet prophesied. That there is the name of my child. And one of the names of the children of the prophet is Jude.
And let me tell you something.
The prophetic somebody.
No, this is not prophecy. This is introduction. We are greeting each other. In the realm of the spirit, so take this thing here. Listen, let me be frank with you. Come here. Let me be frank with you. Let me be frank with you. God is about to use you. What's your name?
Frank, sir. Frank.
Frank, okay.
Thank you.
Let me be frank with you.
Thank you, sir. I receive. Sir, Frank means honesty, sir.
Maleka, sir. You are holding your head like this.
Yes. Hey. He's shocked.
From today, drought shall be far away from you.
Amen! Amen! Ah!
Remain here. Remain standing here. Let's raise our hands and worship.
Zapatare via sote. Le prekete librehete zikabaha. Mate kibrahada zikarada badu. Le prekete zikabahade. Ma prakatu zikeletia kara. Rabasate librekete. Mita kaparadia so. Je prekete librehete zikabaha. Mate gre ita librehete. Ja papayate, ligo paradia sate, lepra kata zika bahade, mapa karigo, je prekete liga baha. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Mi prakata zaka paradia so, je prekete liga baha. Mantike peridia, la prekete zika bahada, mapa kato, ja papayate liga bahada, mapa Pika Rosa, Lipre et Zikala Dabahane, Asha Karadia Sade, Jepe Beriga Diaso, Jabrata de Likabahada, Mapata Rosa, Lebreket Zikabahade, Mapata Ligeriago, Jabra Ante Zikabahade, Arabo Shata Librete, Mategeliago Shate, Mabrakado Zikabaha, Mata Kabado, Jebreket Likabaha.
In Jesus' mighty name. Raise your phone. Maybe we do it tomorrow. Raise it up high. I want to pray for good news. As a matter of fact, I want to command good news to get into your phone. Some of you get the landlord saying you are not paying rent this week. I'm telling you now, I know you are thinking, what do you mean? It will be happening in a few minutes. It will be happening in a few minutes. Marako kanasi falabaye. Mekratusi atoli aranta karaski versus. By the authority of the Spirit, I decree and declare fire to begin to happen right now in the name of Jesus. Rekaboria tazila kino manta faraskas. Good news in your phone. Good news on your WhatsApp. Good news on every app. In the name of Jesus. Malika zuka baya tayano mandre kesuza kaya. In the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare the fire of the Lord to be with you now in the name of Jesus. Parata zuza kaya. Jishoka marika tuka baya. In the name of Jesus. On your phone, good news to you. On your phone, good news there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. People to begin to send glad tidings in the name of Jesus. Around the world as you're watching, glad tidings in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you are, they break their glad tidings. In the whole room, glad tidings. There is an unction we carry that within a few minutes, many of you will begin to report it. It will be so wonderful that you will be shocked. The person who you last saw years back is looking for you. Your divine connectors are coming back. Don't check anything at the moment. I just want you to agree with me and begin to decree it. Agree with me. Agree with me wherever you are. Latakufia taros sabehe. Membrokutageli tananda pratuse kabalas.
Teke pirakushate.
Mumbreta gisa lakata.
Mashekre ita lakabahade. Lebrakato zikabahade. Mabriga do zate libre ete zikabaha. Malika bahado. Lebrakita lakabahade. Lekabah. Je prekete liga bahade, reke pepeyete, liga bahade, jabrakata liga baha, mateke piyakato, repesete yika baha, mateki la bahado, jekre ete liga baha, mateki ragato leke behe, makipa hato regede, limfra anti zika paradia soje, latide aparego, la bakunte ligre hede, zaparigo onta ligre ete zika baha, mati riga bahade, jifrento ila kendere dia safrota, jagabalade, jikapa bahade, paragushate ligre hede, zapato, shapato, liga papa yeko bahade, jika matu ligebebeha, Parigo onta ligrehede zika pahade shaka pahado rika mante ligadose lanti rigadia stada bratose laka pahade zika papayate lika mato saka pahade papa guda laka baha manteke piakata rakra hada zika baha makapaka doshe kelete rikrete izakali franto ligrehede shaka pahade lipa kata laka baha mantikra ada zikebe perako yete likabaha mantiki peyete shekregete likabaha matika prakto seyeke yikapakade shaka mante likapapa yate rakapaki akata rakota higelekete nivregete gelebehada mashika prakto se yikapakade shaka paliki yaka mati prakto se helekete jikpapa yata mantaka payake likapakto se ye rakapapa ya mantaka paye shikapaluza mantiki papayate rakapadiaso shikapapa mati pakaja mantiki prakado shike palikaja mantika papaya rika soja mantika ete sikala prakate shikapalakate rika soja shikaba mati papayate limpra ante sikeleba mati payita lakaba limpa rota saki akate rekebeata rikonja antilikre azipohoja zakapaya rekopa shaki akate rekebeziate shaka prakeze yeke nintaka babayate rakapata vasiade leprakano sata shakabaliade shakabaliade riko tata yake ya rati kala prakeze yeke makita kala gade yeke pakato shakabaha mantaka labaha Riko sata yeke baha mataka prokosha reke sata rosata akapayete rika toleki akate shakri hita saka bahade mika pranto zeyete raki papa yate
in Jesus might name. Can I have ushers with me to move around with? Ushers. When we announce the miracle, I would need ushers to be around everywhere, just raising their hands that I'm here, so that at least the miracle section goes well, okay? Sit down. Sit down. Sit where you are, I'll be able to. Sit. I like it. Apostle, one time I was ministering in Britain and I called a man who had a child with Down syndrome. And I said, your child is going to get well. And the man walked slowly towards me. One Nigerian, if you want to know the force of Nigerians, rushed, and he was the first one to reach there, yet I wasn't prophesying about him. The following week, he was the one with the miracle. The one I called had not changed. So since the time of John, the kingdom of what? Suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Come here. Hold it here. Stand here. Woman, come here. Stand here. Where is your husband?
Confident keeper, miracle worker, that is who you
Stand here.
You.
Raise your hands. Raise your hands, everybody. Because of time, this is the time I had to just introduce myself. And I came specifically to honor the apostle for what he's doing around the world and for supporting the work of God around the world. Christians around the world have a voice. Pastors have a voice. As you're standing there, begin to just pray that God lift you up to another level. And when I move, for now, just pray. Don't worry about me moving. Pray. Are you getting this? Pray.
Japrakate zika late behade. Japrakanto librehede zika baha. Mante brigado shata lebrehede. Zaka papayate. Lika bahado. Lebrekete lika bahade. Jebrekete lika bahu shate. Laka papayete. Lika mate zikrahade zika bahade. Mate kronzate. Lika katu zaprekiakata. Jaka bade zika ladabaha. Mata kapabayate. Lika parigo shate. Matika prakata lika bahade. Lika kata zika bahade. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. Raka pasote in shake bahade. Rakibate nigrehede sika baba yato rakandura bahada nisha kapalo kutahada bahada neprakata lakabaha mate nitekelekete rita maso kuna bahada nisha kapala jaraka kiaso shekrekete lika bahada manja kapalo reka kate kushate neprakasa rada kalabada reke pepe yita rakabasa reko pashata nigrehede reko pashata nigrehede
There is a miracle here, sir. Prophet, there is a miracle here. Just about 6 minutes ago, after your declarations, this gentleman got an alert.
What is the miracle for?
He got an alert, sir.
What is the miracle for?
For money, sir.
No, we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay, sir.
We'll do the money miracles tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Apostle, is it okay? Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. I understand all those with your miracle money testimonies. Tomorrow is okay. Because of time. Okay. I will just get your wallet raised so that tomorrow... Listen. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And as we hasten to close, may fire flow. Woman, you brother, come stand up. May God touch you. Give me your phone.
Put your phone on. I don't know. What type of phone is this? I have no idea what type of body this is. Jeez. What type is this? What type of phone? Oh, Tecno. Young man, we come here. Para Suzukava. Stand up. I'm left with just 5 minutes to close so we can have our miracle tomorrow. Raise your phone above the... Raise your phone. Even the good news testimonies, we have a time tomorrow. Are we together? Mm-hmm. 4 minutes. I saw by the Spirit of the Lord as it a move has been opened to you. And the Lord ministered to me that He's about to do something big in your life. These guys know exactly how to respond. Stand up. Stand up. Because in the realm of the Spirit, I saw somebody praying with you. And somebody was praying for you. And I'll tell you the name of the person. Because as I grabbed your phone like this, I began to hear the call coming in. It was as if a brother who is just, you know when you call yourself Miracle, like Brother Miracle.
Yes, sir. Are you here? My friend.
Huh?
My friend.
Your friend is Brother Miracle.
Yes, sir. My friend is Miracle.
Tarato Savala.
Prophesy.
So in the realm of the Spirit, I began to see a lot of people were wondering, what is happening? And your problem is simple. It is your father.
Yes, sir.
Sickness. And poverty.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
He has tried to do everything to do with farming.
Yes, sir.
Farming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
yes,
it has not worked.
Doesn't work.
But I came from here and I went to a location called Port Harcourt. And I saw you sitting as if it was a class.
Yes, sir, I'm in school.
You are in school?
Yes, sir.
Where?
I'm in school in Delta State.
I have no idea where that is. But I'm seeing something that is happening there. You have tried and tried to date this woman. I see a girl by the name Ada.
Yes, sir.
Where is Ada?
Ada, she's my
Where
friend.
Is Ada?
She's here. She's
Where
my friend.
Is Ada? That's what I'm asking.
She's my friend. She's here.
Where are ya? Let me tell you why she's your friend. You don't want to hear.
Where is Ada?
Should I continue or not?
Continue, sir.
Do I know Brother Miracle? Do I talk to a Brother Miracle?
No, sir.
How do I know Miracle?
By the Spirit of
God. Ada.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, this is the issue.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm definitely in Nigeria.
Thank you, Jesus.
Major prophet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you want me to solve your problem or not?
solve my problem.
I solve your problem. So your problem is simple. This man is looking for money and is not finding money.
Yes, sir.
If everything was equal, he would want to date this girl here.
Exactly.
But this girl has said, you can only be my friend.
Yes, sir.
This is just a few days ago. He said, we can only be friends.
Yes, sir.
It's true.
It's true.
Yes,
major prophet. Major. Look at the joy of the mother, the prophetic, giving solution, reviewing order to redeem measure. So in the realm of the spirit, in the realm of the spirit, this man here will be used by God. Oh, I saw God using this young man. Right now, the form he is in is not exactly what he will look like. So right now, he might be good to be a friend. But a few years from now,
prophesy major.
Prophesy major. Look at this. Show them broken by the prophetic. I saw even your father. I see your father behind the pulpit. Yes, he's ministering on the pulpit.
My father is a pastor.
His father is pastor.
He's a pastor.
He's a pastor.
You be the angel. Major. Major and Timmy. Major and Timmy. So I saw in the realm of the spirit. It was a door. People were talking. And you were on the phone. You were on the phone. She says, for now let's start as friends. We will see how it progresses.
Exactly.
If I were you, Ada, I will know my next step now.
Oh. Ada, say your name. Say your name.
Ada
is your name. Prophesy, Major. Ada is your name, sir. Ada is the name of the lady, sir. Yes, Major. Major.
Give him a mic. Say, I will preach the gospel.
The gospel.
What's your name?
Gospel.
Gospel. His name is Gospel.
Major.
You are a prophet of Christianity. Major. Major TV. The unction in this room right now.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And right now you are in a room with the foundation intact. Not only will you be used in finances, you shall be used by God.
Amen.
And people will be shocked that Ayakadoma.
Amen. Amen.
As much as your father is a farmer,
yes, sir.
I also you reading, and you are reading about farming.
I'm studying agricultural science in school.
He's studying agricultural science. Farming as the prophet just mentioned.
You are God all by yourself. Jehovah Tshuva, Jehovah Tidukenu, Jehovah Shama, Jehovah Erek Abayim Abiyara Chumim, Jehovah El Kano, Jehovah El Geboa, Jehovah Erek Abiyara Chumim, Jehovah Chikopo Kopo, the God who doesn't need a runway. Someone said to me, how can you name God after a helicopter? Chikopokopo means helicopter. He is called Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi simply means Jehovah my flag. What is better, a flag or a helicopter? My God is more powerful. Now imagine why I called him that. He's an Apache helicopter. I looked at the way he moves. He has no reverse gear. If he picks up a person, he can pick you up from nothing to a prime minister like Joseph. It is environments. Begin to pray for you. For yourself. Begin to pray for yourself.
Rapa sata yika praktose la vavakata zike pepeheta ma prakado shika la dabahade ma jaka praktose li papayate saka paragia kajo le brekete zika bahade ma jakra bayate li papakata le peperika zo shate la ka papayate li ka prakto shata li ka bahade ma zika papayato renge bahade me jakra pro shate li ka papayate Rika palika shata, rika sete yeke bahad, mante nika bahad, mantika prakto shate, rika basiate, sheka palakia ko shate, rika sota shata da bahad, meta raba baba baha, maka paragade, shebreke delika bahad, mati laka bahad, rika asa, sheke palika te, shebrekito, rika so shata la da bahad, maki prakta shate, rika pakato shate, mente kila rada bahad marhusa ta yekele de bahad reke sota yaka bahad she papa yikata kika prakto sata she pe yikata lakia ko sata raku sata rada bahad mitaka do sata shanta kala rada reke sete yika bahad mako sahate likada reka prakto sata she chaka rada bahad maka pakata she ko sahate laka bahad ye preke Sika Barada, Jaka Palakia Satya. Yata karabasate, repro sata lika bahane, shapapa yata, liko po sata yata. Yasota laka bahane, jepreki akato le prekete, zapapa yata laka bahane, mesaka pregado, soto reke bahane, mazaka palagia sate, rika sote yata bahane, majaka papa yata, riko sote leke bahane, papa sata yake bahane, Into Pola Baradia Sata, Lapa Bakati, Zika Paragata, Reket Tekede Bahad, Shemparaka Zika Bahad, Itaka Bayata, Raka Papayata,
Jesus,
Niko Sota Yakata.
As we close, raise your hands. Yes. I see favor will follow you, mess will follow you. Grace will follow you, increasing everything. Say, mess is mine. Say, mess is mine. Grace is mine. Favor is mine. Grace is mine. Mess is mine. I know you want God to bless you. I will talk to Apostle and tell you what we're going to do. Maybe tomorrow I'll do something for him. Because what you're looking for is you want to do something. Yes, sir. But even school fees is difficult.
Yes, sir.
What to eat at school is difficult.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Okay. Tell me what are the names of your sisters, your brothers?
One is Favor.
One is Favor.
Uh-huh. One is Success.
Uh-huh.
One is Grace.
Uh-huh.
Promise.
Uh-huh. Favor will follow you. Amen. Grace will follow
grace
you.
Will follow. Nature.
For the money you are looking for, I'll give you $5,000.
Come on, everyone, stand up.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.